We're holding on to tests on what day is about the middle of the wide lines by the two dots and the Quadratus Lachaini. The mission had said that two cases involving Kiddushin after a period of time. One is where he says the Kiddushin should take effect 30 days from now, and the other where he says it should take effect me'achshav and 30 me'achshav from now and 30 days from now. So in the first case, we said that so he says you're Mekudesh to me after 30 days. Somebody else is Mekadesh in between, Mekudesh is Lasheni, and she's Mekudesh to the second one to the extent where even if he was a Kohen, she could eat Terumah. The second case, then we said if somebody else is Mekadesh during the 30 days, she's Mekudeshes ve'ena Mekudeshes. So it's a Suffolk Kiddushin, basically, and therefore which one she's Mekudesh to, and therefore she wouldn't be able to eat Terumah.
So what does it mean? What does the word "achshav" mean? And
My
okay,
actual Olacha
starting
Shloshim
from
means
now?
that's what we have to figure out. That's exactly what we have to figure out. What does it mean? Does it mean it starts now and it finishes after 30 days? Or does it mean maybe he's sort of
Not
changing
maybe.
his mind? Does it mean maybe he's sort of changing
Oh,
his mind,
so good point.
saying now, but you know what? Maybe not after 30 days. So the Gemara says, so Mekudesh is Lasheni. So we said she's Mekudesh to the second one. Omer Rab Mekudesh is Lasheni La'olam. So Rab says it means she's going to forever be Mekudesh to the second one because he was Mekadesh before the 30 days were up. Or Shmuel Mekudesh is Lasheni ad Shloshim Yoim. Shmuel says no, she's Mekudesh to the second one only until 30 days. La'acha Shloshim Yoim Paki Kedusha Sheni V'gamri Kedusha Rishon. After 30 days, the second one's Kedushin disappear and the first one's Kedushin complete.
Original one.
The original one, right. Yossi Rav Chista v'kokashalei. So Rav Chista was sitting and then wondering how could that be kedusha sheni v'may paki on the basis of what are the first one or the second one's kedushin disappearing after 30 days. Rav's opinion we understand the second one is Mekadosh and there's no expiration date for it. But according to Shmuel, why is there an expiration date of 30 days on his kedushin? If we're saying there was room for the second one's kedushin to be chal, then it should be forever. And if not, then how is he Mekadosh in the first place?
And also, if the second one doesn't work, then where are you going to get?
Well, that's the question, right? So why wouldn't he have to give her a get, right? So Omele Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef tells him, "Mar Aresha Masni Lev Kashale." You're learning that this Machlokas Rav and Shmuel is about the first case in the Mishnah, the one where he was Mekadesh after 30 days without the word Me'achshav. Therefore, you find it hard to understand. Rav Yehuda as Sefer Masni Lo. You should know that Rav Yehuda learns this machlokas of Rav and Shmuel as referring to the Sefer, v'loy kashalei, and therefore he doesn't have your problem because the Sefer is me'achshav v'la'achash shloshim yom v'chola, where he said me'achshav and after 30 days, where there you have Omer Rav Mekudeshes v'ena Mekudeshes la'olam, where Rav would say then, according to Rabbi Yehuda's version of it, that she's Mekudeshes v'ena Mekudeshes la'olam. This suffix, which one she's Mekudesh to, exists forever. There's no expiration on it because even after 30 days, you still have the question of still somebody else was Mekadesh during those 30 days. So unless one of them gives her a get, she's going to be also to the both of them, as the Gemara is going to explain soon how that's possible.
Just one has to give a get, doesn't matter
So
which
if one
one.
of them gives her a get, then the other one can marry her. That's not a problem. The whole problem where the whole problem would be if one of them ended up doing nisuin with her, then maybe not, because you have the din in the Torah that a woman who's divorced from a man and then marries somebody else can't return to her original husband. But if there was only kedushin in between, there's no issue. So Rav says Mekudeshes v'ena Mekudeshes la'olam, or Shmuel Amar Mekudeshes v'ena Mekudeshes elad. That's where Shmuel would say that no, the suffix only lasts for 30 days. Meaning, if during those 30 days the first one dies, for example, then the kedushin never finished. Then therefore the second one's kedushin take effect retroactively. But if the first,
From the Me'achshav.
yeah, but if the first one. What if, well, no, the first one had said Me'achshav, but the first one had said Me'achshav ola achash shloshim yom. Yeah, in the case of Me'achshav, but the first one had said Me'achshav ola achash shloshim yom, meaning that it's still sort of hanging in the air until the end of 30 days. So if he's actually alive and hasn't decided to break off the Kedushin or whatever during those 30 days, then then fine, the kiddushin with the first one fully take effect. But if in between he dies, so different rishonim talk about over here whether the idea is, and Rashi himself seems to first say that he's leaving himself the opening to decide to change his mind during those 30 days and decide he doesn't want the kiddushin anymore. Whereas other rishonim learn, in particular the Ramban, that it's not so much that, but more the question of whether he's going to die during those 30 days, whether he's still going to be alive at the end of them. And then here Rashi mentions that point as well.
There's anyway, all going on.
Let's say whatever it is. Yeah. Anyway, the point is that. So the point is that so now Shmuel is saying until the 30 days are up, then there's room for somebody else's kiddushin to be chal. But after that, then the first one's kiddushin, as long as nothing else has happened in between, fully take effect. Now there's no room for anybody else's kiddushin to. So therefore, the second one's kiddushin automatically expire. Because to begin with, it was only in that space that was left during the 30 days, and now it turns out all along the first one's kiddushin were valid.
Now, is this all talking about that she got actually was given a shavu pruta?
Yeah, of course, each one gave her a shavu pruta. Right, and in fact there are mafoshim we'll talk about that since you have maisa that we talked about yesterday, dibur can't be mevatel maisa. But one point is because before he ever gave her the pruta, he said this entire thing me'achshav la'achas shloshim yom. Had he given her the pruta and said me'achshav, and afterwards said la'achas shloshim yom, then yeah, you wouldn't have the 30-day grace period. But here we're talking about that before he ever gave her the pruta, he said me'achshav la'achas shloshim yom. So therefore, So the kedushin is chal eventually after 30 days, but in between there was the possibility that somebody else's kedushin could come in, and therefore mekudeshes veinu mekudeshes. But according to Shmuel, only during those 30 days.
After the 30 days.
At la'achas shloshim yom, paki kedushin sheni v'gamri kedushin rishon. After 30 days, the second one's kedushin disappear automatically, and the first one's fully take effect because to begin with, it was meant to take effect after 30 days. After la'achas shloshim yom. So the Gemara teaches out l'Rav mesapgalei. So in other words, Rav has a suffix. When we say ma'achshav la'achas shloshim yom, itna havoi, is it like a t'nai, saying in other words that I'm being makadosh you, I'll t'nai that I don't change my mind during the next 30 days. And in that case, it's like any other t'nai. That he won't change his mind, or according to the Ramban, that he won't die. Iloshin chal I chazora havoi. Or is it an expression of chazara, of changing his mind? He said me'achshav, and then he changes his mind and says la'achas shloshim yom. So now the Gemara does mention elsewhere that you can't change your mind when it comes to kedushin. Most things a person says he can take back toch kedei dibur, but here when kedushin is not one of them. However, again here we're saying the entire thing before he ever gives her the money of kedushin, then therefore he can do that. There's the possibility of that there is chazara. So therefore, Rab has that suffix. Therefore, he says the suffix continues forever. L'shmuel pshita lei t'nai havoi. Shmuel knows that it's obvious that it's a t'nai, and therefore only during the 30 days he might change his mind. After that, the kedushin is completed, and then there's no room for that other guy's kedushin to be chal, and therefore the second guy's kedushin disappear altogether. An interesting point that Rashba makes, by the way, he learns that when this that we're talking about, that the Kedushin are sort of hanging there because of the possibility of T'nai or whatever until 30 days, and afterwards they complete, he learns that that would also mean to the extent that during those 30 days, the first guy is not able to give her a get. You don't have a complete enough Kedushin for him to be giving her a get yet. If he wants to give her a get, if they decide not to go through with it, the Rashba says you would have to wait until after the 30 days.
Before
that, it wouldn't be effective. It would be like a person giving a get to a random woman. It doesn't help. Because he learns that's the mechanism when we say over here, the kedushin begins now and completes after 30 days. It's not really complete enough yet to reach the level of full kedushin to be considered a get.
And if when Rashi was such and somebody dies, then they wouldn't need to have...
Chalitzer, so then that's so. So according to the Rashba, she might need chalitzer because of the suffix, but not, but maybe not yibum because we have the other guy's kedushin. So yeah, okay. So the Gemara says, Uptlugta dahani tanoi. Now, in that case, it comes out the machloikas of Rav and Shmuel is the same as the machloikas of the following tanoim. The Tanya, we learn in a brisa, when it comes to a get, if a man gives his wife a get and says that it should take effect from today and after I die. So then the din is, so the Mishnah says, get ve'in a get direi chachamim. The chachamim say it would be a get, but not a get. Meaning, in other words, again, it's a suffolk get. It's a suffolk, again, whether hayoyim ala achamisa is a tnai, it should take effect today, it should take effect retroactive to today if I die. So then when he dies, it comes out, it takes effect retroactively to when it was given. Otherwise it wouldn't work and get lachamisa. Or does it mean that he's changing his mind? He said hayoyim, but then he says, you know what, actually, lachamisa and get lachamisa. So the Chachamim say, so get vein a get because of that suffix, which sounds like the same thing Rav had said here as far as Kedushin.
Well, even if there was a get, there's no get now because the guy died.
If we say mehayoyim means retroactive to today, then it means when he dies, t'nai takes effect. This is according to that, it would be a get al t'nai. The same way as, for example, a man can give his wife a get and say the get will take effect al t'nai that you do such and such, or I'll deny that you do such and such, or I'll deny that, so that whatever, then that's a valid get. And when that happens, the get takes effect. So here what he says, Ma'ayyum al-Achamisa, that's the question. Is it a t'nai, or is it a t'nai, or is it an incomplete get until l'Achamisa, and l'Achamisa is too late for a get to take effect.
Oh, so
he said l'Achamisa, Ma'ayyum al-Achamisa, but it's the same thing, because he said Ma'ayyum. If you just said lachamisa, it would certainly be invalid. But because he said mehayoyim lachamisa, so the chum say it's a suffix. Rebbe omer kazeh get. Rebbe says this kind of thing is a get. We learned in Gittin actually that Rebbe says kazeh because there was a different case. There's a different case where of a get involving that should take effect after a certain amount of time, with something like where he says imati, and you have Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda says it's a valid get, and Rebbe says that not because he didn't say mehayoyim. But here, where he says me'ayoyim, Rebbe says it is a valid get because it means it takes effect retroactively to when he first gave it. And the t'nai is if he dies, so when the t'nai is triggered, then the get takes effect retroactively.
Could basically protecting you from the evil.
Yeah. Okay. So it's the same machlokas by Gittin as you have by us by the Rav and Shmuel have by Kedushin. Well, the Gemara asked, "V'neimer Rav halacha k'rabbanan, v'neimer Shmuel halacha k'rebi." Well, then why do they go into presenting it as though it's their own machlokas? Let them just say respectively. Rav should say the halacha is like the chachamim, and Shmuel should say the halacha is like Rebbe in the case of Gittin, and we'll understand the same thing would apply to Kedushin. The answer is no. Tzricha. The answer is that no, we do need to specify that they say this machlokas about Kedushin. The ilo omer Rav halacha k'rabbanan. If Rav had only said the halacha is like that, the halacha is like the chachamim. Have I'm in a hosim de l'rachuka kasi. You would say, you know why over there you have the suffix whether it's valid because after all he wants to distance her from it from himself. So therefore, but he wants to push it off as long as possible. Therefore, you can talk about maybe he wants to get to take effect only la'achamisa, and that won't work because ain't get la'achamisa. Maybe he doesn't want any part of the get to start taking effect retroactive to now, because that would mean as of now they can't be together as husband and wife. See, here he wants to bring her close. He wants to be Mekadosh her. Maybe Rav would agree with Shmuel the t'nai havoi that we should consider it just a t'nai. And that it means that he wants to be Mekadosh her as of now, and it's just a t'nai if he doesn't change his mind or if he doesn't die during the next 30 days. The Iyom Shmuel, halacha k'rebi. And similarly, if Shmuel had said the halacha is like Rebbe, have amin a hosim who de ain't get lachamisa. You know why it doesn't work over there? Because they ain't get lachamisa. So it's too late. The fact is there could be kedushin that take effect after 30 days. You could say maybe he agrees with Rav that he means to actually change his mind and say not me'achshav, but rather la'achas shloshim yom. So therefore it's tzricha. Therefore we need to actually be told that. Therefore they need to actually tell us that their machloikas applies even in this case, even though there are reasons to think that. Even though there are reasons to think that you could argue that kedushin are different than gittin in one way or the other, than therefore than we could have thought that Gittin are different than Kiddushin. So maybe in the case of Gittin, the halacha, the Chachamim would say that that's a suffolk get, but in the case of Kiddushin they wouldn't, and the same thing the other way around. So therefore, yeah. In fact, Maharsha says, why is the Gemara even saying that the Gemara is saying that we have to present their machlokas, because otherwise we would think that maybe in the case of Kiddushin, Rav and Shmuel respectively hold differently. Maybe why didn't the Gemara just say more simply? Rav would say, what I'm saying works even according to the Chachamim, or what I'm saying rather works even according to Rebbe, even though Rebbe says Kazeh get, but Kiddushin is different because I would argue, in other words, what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying over here that it's a given that there is a difference between Kiddushin and Gittin, because Gittin, on the one hand, he wants to push it off as long as possible, but Kiddushin, he wants to make it happen as soon as possible. On the other hand, ain't get lacha misa, but there is Kiddushin lacha shloshin. So therefore, the result is we're saying that Rav is so Rav's opinion. You can't just say the halacha is like the Rabbanan, because that wouldn't make it clear that in our case the same thing is true. Why didn't the Gemara just say, very simply, as it often does in such things, says Maharsha, the Gemara should have said, Rav would have said, what I'm saying is even according to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan are saying their din only by Gittin, but they might well hold differently by Kiddushin because of the consideration to push it off versus to bring it close. And Shmuel would say, I hold even like, Rav therefore would say, I hold even like Rebbe. And Shmuel would say, I hold even like the Chachamim, because each one of them, Rebbe and the Chachamim themselves, would say differently when it comes to Kiddushin. Why is the Gemara assuming that what Rebbe and the Chachamim are saying is true both of Gittin and Kiddushin, and we have to explain why Rav and Shmuel themselves have to mention their machloka separately rather than saying that each of them could say that the respective opinions in the Braisa would actually work according to me as well? So he leaves the question open. Yeah, sorry, yeah. Anyway. So therefore we need to be told that they actually argue in both cases. Maharsha doesn't really so much leave it open as a question. He says rather that the Gemara assumes that the Gemara doesn't understand these to actually be valid svaris. We would have thought to make these distinctions between Gittin and Kiddushin, but now that we have the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, then it makes it clear that no, we don't say those distinctions. We do in fact say that what Rav is saying is exclusively according to the Chachamim, and what Shmuel is saying is exclusively according to Rebbe, and that the Chachamim and Rebbe themselves would in fact hold that Kiddushin and Gittin are exactly the same as far as these din. So it comes out. So Rav and Shmuel's machlokas is exactly the same as their machlokas, and the only reason why we had to be told their machlokas separately, we would have thought to say differently, but not that the Chachamim and Rebbe would actually hold such svaris. That's how Maharsha understands it.
That means the Rebbe and the Rabban hold the same.
So it comes out they hold. So what, in other words, that it comes out what Rebbe says kazeh get, he would say the same thing as far as kiddushin, that kazeh kiddushin. And what Chachamim say, get the inner get, where it's a suffix, they would say the same thing by Kiddushin. Okay. So the Gemara continues. Amar Abaya, v'litayme de Rav. Now, if you follow Rav's Svara, and you say that me'achshav al'achash shloshim is a suffix, whether it's Tznai or Chazara, then you can have a case like this. If Reuven comes and says that you're Mekudesh to me from now and after 30 days, which means that there was this 30-day window in which somebody else conceivably could be Mekadesher, and according to Rav, it'll be a Suffolk Kedushin, whether either one of them is Mekudesh to her, then Shimon comes and says from now and after 20 days, and then Levi comes and says from now and after 10 days, for that matter, Rashi says it doesn't even have to be that he mentions 10 days. He could even say that he's Makadosh or just plain, Harayat Makodeshesli, without the 10 days, there's right. Nobody after him. But once we mention 30 and 20, then we mention 10. Anyway, the result would be Merishin or Me'achron Tzricha Get, Me'em Tzori Ein Tzricha Get. She would need a get from Reuven and from Levi, she would not need from Shimon. Because however you look at it, if you say that each time you say Harayat Mekudeshesli after 30 days or after 20 or whatever, if you say that it's a t'nai, meaning, in other words, I'm mekadosh you now, but I'll t'nai that I don't change my mind or that I don't die within the next 30 or 20 days or whatever, well then, dekama kedushi, dehanach lav kedushi. Then it would come out, only the first one's a valid kedushin, the rest of them are not. So therefore, Reuven would have to give her a get for her to be able to marry anybody else, but Shimon and Levi would not, because there was, if we say it was a t'nai, then it means at the end of the 30 days, Reuven's still alive, therefore Shimon and Levi's kedushin disappear automatically. Now, Rav had said that not. Rav had said it's suffix, but that's because we also have the possibility that it's chazara. So therefore, on the possibility that it's chazara, I chazara havoi, if you say in each case, my achshav al-achash l'oshim yoyim amounts to changing his mind, debasra kedushi, dahanach lav kedushi, then only Levi's kedushin would be valid. Reuven's and Shimon's would not, because in each case, because he said after 10 days, well, he said immediately, therefore his kedushin would be chal, and we're theirs, we're not yet. So in no way would Shimon have to give her a get. No matter whether you look at it as t'nai or chazara, either way, Shimon being sandwiched in the middle, there's no room either according to the way of t'nai or according to the way of chazara for his kedushin to ever be chal.
A lady, because he said right now, right?
Either he said right now, or he said after 10 days. It doesn't matter. 10 days is the shortest, and there's the shortest number among all these three numbers. So what happens is 10 days from now, then so 10 days from now, if nobody else was Makadisher, then now we have Levi's is so now we have the question on Levi's. So according to Shmuel, we would say Levi's, we would say that Levi's eventually are going to disappear. But according to Rav, who says that the suffix continues forever, so now at this point, after 10 days, is she fully Makodesh to Levi? Or is there, or do we say that Reuven's Kedushin maybe were Chal originally, because we would say that it was a T'nai. Because we would say it was a T'nai. He said, Mehayoyim alach ha-shloshim. So when another 20 days pass and Reuven is still alive, maybe now his Kedushin fully take effect. So Reuven and Levi will have to give her a get if he wants to marry anybody else. Shimon will not have to one way or the other, is what Abaya is saying. Right. So the Gemara asks, well, in that case, Pshita, isn't that obvious? And the answer is Ma'udatema, Hai Lishna Mashma Tna Umashma Chazara. Maybe you could say it's not a matter of a suffix. Maybe the Lashon Ma'ayoyim Malacha Shloshim actually has a double meaning. Some people might say it as a T'nai, some people might say it as a Chazara. So, not necessarily among three people, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, would all of them be using it in the same sense. Maybe the first one meant it as Chazara, the second one meant it as a T'nai. And so then we would say that then we would say Shimon would need to give her a get. So then she would require a get from everyone individually. Kamash Malon, therefore, Abaya tells us that no, it's either one or the other across all three of them. It's either a T'nai across all three of them, or it's Chazara across all three of them. There's no possibility that some of them mean as T'nai and some of them mean it as Chazara. So therefore there's no concern about Shimon needing to give her a get in that case, only Reuven and Levi. Okay. Now, so that's Rav and Shmuel so far. Continues the Gemara. Ula Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Now Ula brings in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, a third possibility. Afilu Meya. Even if 100 men did that, one after the other. So one said mehayoyim or meach or whatever lach mehayoyim after 100 days. The next one says 99. The next one says 98, etc. Then toifsin ba. Each one's kedushin are toifus in her. Meaning, in other words, therefore, if she's not going to end up marrying any of them, then all of them are going to have to give her a get. So this is a third opinion. We had Shmuel saying that after the expiration period, only the first one's kedushin are chal and the rest of them disappear. We had Rav saying that it's a suffix, and based on what Abaya just said, the suffix would only be on the first and the last one, because either it's chazara, either it's a t'nai and then only the first one's kedushin are valid, or it's chazara and only the last one's kedushin are valid, but none of the ones in between. Now, Rabbi Yochanan, so Ula is telling us in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that no, even if it was 100, then Tofs and Ba, each of them, the Kedushin would be Tofus, and therefore, if she's not going to marry any of them, she's going to need a get from all of them. V'chein Omer Rab Asi, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, afil meya Tofs and Ba. Rab Asi says the same thing in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that all of their Kedushin are going to be Tofus. And by the way, now it's not even... So Rashi points out, we don't even mean that Rabbi Yochanan means that there would be a suffix. Now you could say, fine, you could say maybe it means that there's a maybe we just said in a bias statement, we said that a bias understands that that it means that it's either a tnai or chazare. It can't be some or some meant it as one and some meant it as the other. Therefore, there's no suffix on the middle one, and in this case on the 98 middle ones. You could have thought to say that maybe Rabbi Yochanan doesn't agree with Abaya in that. He would say that each one is suffix, because maybe some meant it as Tanai, some say as Chazara. The thing is, though, Rabbi Yochanan uses the expression Tofsin. So that implies that there's a full Kiddushin with one of them. We just don't know that there's a full Kiddushin with one of them. In other words, with each one of them in a certain sense, there's a Kiddushin with Chal. So it's not just a matter of suffix. It's a matter, it's a, to a certain extent, it's a vadai with each one that kedushin are chal to a certain extent.
They both said ma'achshav.
They all said ma'achshav. The first one said ma'achshav and after 100 days, the next one said ma'achshav and after 99 days, etc. So it's not just a matter of a suffix. It means that there's actually, in a certain sense, each one's kedushin with her or kedushin vadai. Therefore, she's going to need a get, according to Rabbi Yochanan, from each one of them individually. So then, what does Rabbi Yochanan do with the wording of our Mishnah, where it said Mekudeshes Veinu Mekudeshes? So there are a couple of explanations. One of them being the Rashba says means Mekudeshes to both of them, but Veinu Mekudeshes exclusively to one of them, and therefore she's going to need a get from each one. Another possibility is that Rabbi Yochanan would understand our Mishnah as being only according to Rebbe and not according to the Chachamim in the Machlokas we had before, as far as a get. And you could also have Tosfos read. It also says it means she's Mekudeshes in the sense she needs a get from each one of them, but Eina Mekudeshes in the sense that she's also to each one because of the other one's potential Kedushin. Anyway, the point is that, so the question is, you have to wonder, how would that be possible that you have 100 men whose Kedushin are all Tosfos? And on the face of it, once Reuven's Kedushin are Tosfos, there's no room for anybody else's, and similarly for all the others. How do you have that Rabbi Yochanan is saying, I feel a Meir Tosfin, bro? So Omer Leir Meshaushi, a brother of Ami, the Rab Asi. So Rab Meshaushi, the son of Rab Ami, explained to Rab Asi. Now Rab Asi himself had also said in the name of Rab Yochanan, I feel a meyer tofsin ba. But Rab Asi apparently was wondering, I know Rab Yochanan said this, and I'm saying it over in his name, but how is it possible? How does it work? So he's explaining, as Baruch time of the Rab Yochanan. I'll tell you what Rabbi Yochanan's reason is. Shavu nafshay, ki shraga delivery. They made themselves like a row of bricks. Now, when you're laying bricks, it actually describes, you don't put one brick directly on top of the other. The wall won't be stable that way. The first column of bricks will fall down, and then there goes the next one, and there goes the next one, and so forth. And pretty soon, the whole wall will have fallen down. You put bricks in an overlapping pattern. You put, when you first put down bricks, you put a space. You put them. The second row is partially on top of one brick and partially on top of the other. And the next one, the same thing, and so forth. And so you look at a brick wall, you'll see how it's built, where you have they're overlapping, where each row overlaps with the previous ones. The same way, in other words, what happens is, here, each one left room for the next one's kedushin to be chal. Because the first one, for example, said, that means during those 100 days, there's room for somebody else's kedushin to be chal. And then the next one says 99 days. So then during the next 98 days, there's room for kedushin to be chal, and so forth. So it's like a row of bricks. The result is, it's not like, so not like Rav and Shmuel were saying respectively, where Rav was saying that it'll be suffic kedushin to everyone, or like Shmuel who says that eventually one's kedushin will be finished and all the other ones will not, and all the other ones will disappear automatically. No, Rabbi Yochanan is saying that each one left enough room for the next one to fit in over there to the extent where kedushin are able to be tofus during that time, to a certain extent in a vadai way, and therefore therefore the result is that she's going to need a get from him even after the time passes.
So the first one said 100 days.
But Rabbi Yochanan is saying that means, because he said la'acha me'ayoyim, it means that during that 100 days there's still room for kedushin to be chal on her. And the same thing with the next one. So each one asks her to the next one, and she's going to need a get from him if she wants to marry somebody else.
But if the
100... One second. Tosfos points out a point. Maybe this will help make it clearer. Tosfos makes a point. Now, at the beginning of the Masechta, the Gemara had talked about a case where a man says to a woman, Chetzich mekudeshesli, half of you is mekudesh to me. And we said that's not valid kiddushin because there's no such thing as a half a wife. A woman can be married to only one, to it's only one husband at a time. So how does it work over here? The difference is, Tosfos says, because he left out something of the goof of the woman herself. He said, half of you. Here he's saying, you are Mekudosh to me, but he's putting a time on it, meaning, in other words, he's saying that he's saying after 100 days, it will complete. But meanwhile, during those 100 days, there's room for, meanwhile, so if the 100 days passes and nothing happens in between, then fine, the Kedushin fully take effect on her. So you can't, it's not the only half of her is Mekudosh. But what it is because of the time frame that we have, that leaves an opening, like what Rav Sharashi is saying, like bricks to stick in another brick over there in that space, and therefore, in other words, for another man's kedushin to be chal, and therefore now that man's kedushin are chal to the extent where he asks her on the first one, and she's not going to be able to marry the first one unless that second one gives her a get, and so forth with each of the other ones.
So the first one doesn't kick in automatically.
Doesn't kick in automatically, right?
After
30 days, after 100 days, exactly, right. The Gemara says, "Mosiv Reb Sosa." That's Kishraga to Livni. It's like a row of bricks. The Chochad B'Chad Rav Chalachavre Shabak. Each one left room for the next one to fit in over there.
Shraga doesn't mean light.
It does, but Shraga to Livni means a row of bricks. Yeah. Okay. So Mosiv Reb Chanina. So Reb Chanina says, in that case, I have a contradiction against Reb Yechanan. A Mishnah says, again, in connection with Gittin, Mehayoyim Alacham Misa Get Ve'in a Get. We said before that if a man gives his wife a get and says it should take effect, so we consider it, it's a get, but not a get. We said, in other words, it's a suffer get, because like we said before, so when we brought it before in connection with Rav and Shmuel, we said that the Chachamim would say that it's a suffer, basically. It's a suffer whether that's considered a tnai or whether it's considered chazara. So therefore, it's a therefore get, vein a get. And the Mishnah continues, ve'im mes, if this guy dies and there's no children, chalitzas v'lemis yabemis. She needs chalitza, she can't do yibum. Now, b'shleima l'rav, now according to Rav, Messiah, well, good, well, that supports what he's saying. We see that it says over there, the Chacham say suffer get, and the same way over here, he says suffer kiddushin. And we said before, Rav would say that my opinion, we said before that Rav's opinion exactly follows the opinion of the Chachamim. The Chachamim had said it in connection with Gittin, he applies it to Kedushin as well, because we said before, even though we would have thought to say Svaris, that Kedushin and Gittin are different, in the end we say there's no such difference. Fine. L'Shmuel Nami Homani Rabbani. Shmuel would say this Mishnah is according to the Chachamim, Vananda Ami Kerebi. And Shmuel would say, I hold like Rebbe, and therefore I hold like Rebbe, so therefore that Mishnah doesn't contradict me. El Rabbi Yechanan de Amashiyura Habi. Rebbe had said Kazer Get.
But he's one completely.
No, but the point is, Rebbe had said it's considered a get because in that case we say Ein Get La'achamisa. It means the get takes retro. It means, in other words, Rebbe is saying it's definitely a tnai. Shmuel had said the same thing by kedushin. It's definitely a tnai. So once 30 days pass and the tnai has taken effect, then all the other kedushin disappear automatically. No. Well, not right. So no get needed from any of the other two or 99 or whatever it is, guys. Nice. What?
With regard to the mace.
With regard to the get, same idea. With ain't get lachamisa, but it's not a matter of that he's saying it should take effect after I die. He's saying that my death is a tnai, that when that tnai is fulfilled, then the get takes effect retroactive to now. So Rav and Shmuel have no problem with that Mishnah. El Rabbi Yochanan do Amashiyura Havi, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, what he's saying in effect is that you're leaving something over. You're saying the kedushin are beginning now and then finishing only after 30 or 100 or whatever it is days. Well then, kol gita de mashiach above v'loy plumu. Well, by a get you can't leave over anything. By a get, it has to be chrisos. There's a complete cutting off. So then, in that case, how would Rabbi Yochanan understand that Mishnah? So yabumi miyabim, therefore it's not a get at all, and she should be doing yibum. Why is the Mishnah saying she can't do yibum at all, only chalitza?
Which Mishnah are you referring to?
The Mishnah in Gittin that we quoted over here. We said over here that if he says mehayoyim l'achamisa, if he dies during that time, we said she needs chalitza and not yibum. She can't do yibum because what if the get took effect? So according to Rav, it's a suffix. Therefore, his brother can't marry her because of the suffix whether the get took effect. According to Shmuel, we would say for sure he can't because it was definitely a valid get. Well, Shmuel would say that Mishnah is only according to the Chachamim, where it says get vein a get. Rebbe would say it's a fully valid get, and therefore obviously there's no chalitza needed or no yibum possible at all. But the Mishnah would be according to the Chachamim, who would say that there's a suffix. Fine. But Rabbi Yochanan is understanding that in these kinds of cases, what you have is shir. You're saying, I want the thing, the kedushin or the gittin, to start now, but then I want it to only complete 30 days from now or when I die or whichever it is. Well, by a get, there's no such thing. By a get, it has to be Christmas. So how would Rabbi Yochanan's opinion work with that Mishnah? So Rava says because both the get and the husband's death both take her out of her husband's rishus. So mashashir get gmaratu misa. What happens is it's true the get left something over of their marital relationship, but the misa finishes that off. So it's true ain't get la'acha misa. But here we're not talking about that the get itself. Here we're not talking about that the get as a whole starts taking effect la'acha misa. That wouldn't work, obviously. What we mean is that you have, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, you have a shiur, you have something left over, which is completed by his death. So in other words, exactly that. So it doesn't completely take off the zika. Therefore, she's going to need chalitza. But therefore, Rabbi Yochanan would say she's going to need chalitza. But at least you have that. At least you have that prevents yibum. Now the truth is there were the truth is in Rabbi Yochanan's opinion before where we said that the hundred men that all of them the kedushin achal really there are two different ways of explaining it among the Rishonim. You have the Ramban and a number of other Rishonim understand that it means that, in effect, what he's saying is it begins now, but it only finishes after the 100 days or after the 30 days or whatever. So the same thing over here would mean by Kiddushin. So the same thing by Gittin, it would mean the get begins being chal as of now, and it finishes being chal when he dies.
Yeah, but that means this time he's not live with her.
No, but that's okay, so you can't live with her during that time. Fine, we discussed in Gittin. We said that if he gives her a get, he may not be able to live with her. Fine, but it's still, if it's to save her from chalitza or yibum, it may be worthwhile. But in this case, we're saying the Mishnah says it doesn't really help because she's going to need chalitza regardless. All it does is it prevents yibum. Anyway, then there's a different understanding. There's a different understanding that the Rashba and Rabbi Avraham Av Beis Din, who was also known as the second Ravid, say in Jewish history you have three Ravids who lived in the same generation. You have the Ravid Halevi who lived in Spain. He's best known for he wrote a major sefer on Jewish history called Seder HaKabbalah. He also wrote various other svarim. You have the second Ravid, who was the first one was named Rav Avraham ben David. The second one was actually not. He was Rav Avraham ben something else. I don't remember what his father's name was, but it was called the Ravid because he was Av Beis Din in Narbonne in the south of France. And then his son-in-law was the third Ravid, also Rav Avraham ben David, the famous one who argued with the Rambam and with the Rif and various other Rishonim. So anyway, so here we're talking about the second Ravid. So he and the Rashba have a different understanding of Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. They say basically what it is yes, it's possible to leave over. It's possible to leave out, similar to what Tosfos had said. It's possible to leave out something of the kedushin where he was makadosh, but there's still something left. There's still room for somebody else's kedushin to come and be chal. So then, applying that to the get over here, then the same way. So now the question was, well, you can't leave over anything in a get. The get has to be Christmas. So the answer would be, though, that we're saying it's true by a get, you can't leave anything over, but all he's leaving over is something that's going to take place after he dies. That's not something that's going to pass all the get. So fine. So it is a get. So it won't allow her to marry somebody else, but it does have a get. It does have the din of a get to the extent that it'll block you. Yeah. So the result is she's going to need chalitza. But Omale Abaya midami. But Abaya says, still, how do you compare kedushin to gittin? You're telling me that get and misa are both lahoitzi, but there's a big difference as far as that she's not married to this guy anymore. Sure, get and misa both accomplish the same thing, but as far as yibum, they have opposite. They have opposite effects. Get mitzia mirushos yavam, misa machnesa mirushos yavam. Just the opposite. And a get takes her out, that she doesn't have to marry the Yavam or do anything with him. It takes away the Zika. Misa brings her into his Rishus, where now Yibam would be necessary. So how can you say that one reinforces the other? On the contrary, one should contradict the other. Ela, I'm going to buy a awesome time of my, Mishum Gzerim, awesome time of my. So Abaya says, no, rather, the reason why, when a person says, Mehayoyim al Achamisa, why is it she can't do Yibam in that Mishnah, Gzerim Mishum Mehayoyim Imati? Because you make a Gzerah, if she does do Yibum, then what if he said a similar expression, Mehayoyim Imati? The get should take effect as of today, if I died. Where then it's clear that it's a Tanai, then there's no possibility of it being Chazor or Shir or anything like that. Mehayoyim Imati is clearly a Tanai. If I die, then there's a Tanai that's been fulfilled, and now the get takes effect retroactively to now. And the din is, I raise a get. That's a full-fledged get. So now what happens is, in that case, obviously she can't do Yibum because there was a clear get that actually took effect. If you allow her, in the case that we were talking about before, where he says, Mehayoyim ul achamisa, which is different than Mehayoyim imati. Mehayoyim imati is a tnai. Mehayoyim ul achamisa, we're saying, is a shiur, is, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is leaving something over. So now, if she does Yibum in that second case, that people might think that in the other case also she can do Yibum, and that would be an outright Isser because there was a fully valid get, and no Yibum nor Chalitza can be done. Chalitza is not necessary, and Yibum can't be done because now at this point she's his former brother's wife, who was not married to him when he died. So because of that. So Abayis, it's not a matter like Rava is saying that one reinforces the other, but it's Xeda Dirabonan, because these are two very similar cases that might be easily confused. So the Gemara asks, Nigzer Mehayoyim Imati Tachloitz. Well, in that case, why don't we make Xeda that she should do Chalitza? In the case of Mehayoyim Imati, we're saying it's a full get and she doesn't need anything. In that case, why don't we say that she should do Chalitza? Otu Mehayoyim Al Achamisa. Because otherwise we might confuse it with the case. When Hayom al Achamisa was saying she needs Chalitza because there was a shiur, because there was something left over, now we should say the other way around. Where he says, Mehayoyim imati, granted, Yibum can't be done already in Isser Daraisa to do Yibum at that point, because the get took effect, but at least she should do Chalitza Medrabanan, because people might confuse it with the other case. And the answer is, Imata Oimah Chalitzas Misya Bemis. If you're going to tell her she needs Chalitza in that case, the people are going to mistakenly think that she could do Yibum as well. So therefore, there are some cases where we say chaletzis v'lei misya bemis, but in general, we don't want to generally do that where it's a gzera, whether the get took effect or not, because people are mistakenly going to think, therefore, that the same way as she does chaletza, well, why didn't she do yibum? People are going to think that yibum could be done in such a case, and the yibum would be also daraisa. It would be erva rather than a mitzvah. So the Gemara asks, so Hochanami Imata Oim Chaletzis Misya Bemes. Nu, don't you have the same problem over here where he says, Mehayoyim al Achamisa, where you're saying a suffix and therefore Chaletzis Fulay Misya Bemes? So the Gemara says, Tisyabim, Ve'en Bakach Klum, Chashash Drabanan. The difference is there. It's only a Chashash of an Isu Drabanan, so therefore we're not so worried about it. In the case of Mehayoyim Imati, the get actually fully takes effect. Therefore, it would be an Isu Daraisa to do Yibum. Here, the maximum talking about a chashash de rabbanon, that people might, that we're saying that why shouldn't she do Yibum in the case of Mehayoyim al Achamisa? Because people might confuse it with the other case. But the fact is, she's not actually also to him because there was a shear over here. There was something left over. There was something left over in the get. It only fully took effect. That's the thing. Abaya is saying it's not a matter of it fully took effect later. It never actually fully took effect. But nevertheless, midrabanan, people might confuse the two cases, and therefore we say enemis yabemis. But really, if she were to do yibum, no actual isu has been done. So therefore, there's no problem in telling her do chalitza to be on the safe side. But and if people mistakenly think, well, if chalitza can be done, yibum could have been done instead. Fine, you're not actually over on any isu if there is yibum. If yibum is done, that's how Abaye explains. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan would understand that Mishnah in that vein. Why chalitzas? Well, enemis yabemis chalitzas because of Xeda Drabonin, because it might be confused with the other case of Mehayoyim Imati. Because maybe there is something left of the Zika over here. Again, we would say the Zika maybe has not been completely removed. Veloy Misyabemes, because we might confuse it with the other case. But if she was Misyabem, then it's not a big deal.
Oh, that's wasn't.
Okay. Yeah. Mishnah says, Ha'oyim le'isha harayat mekudah. Here's another case where a man is makadosh a woman, and there's and then and there's a and but it's not taking effect right away. So Ha'oyim le'isha harayat mekudeshesli al menas she'etin loch masayim zuz. He says you're makudosh to me on condition that you give me that I will give you 200 zuz. Meaning he gave her a pruta right now. Now he's saying the condition will take effect. I'm a nas that I give you 200 zuz. Harezim makudesh is who yitin. She's makudesh, and he has to give the money. Now he didn't give a time limit when he has to give it. So whenever he gives it, then the tnai will have been fulfilled. We're going to see in the Gemara. Are we talking about that this is a tnai, or is this a tnai, or is this a
extra?
Yeah, not extra, but is this a tnai, or is it a tnai, or is it me'achshav? If it's a tnai, it would take effect only as of when he gives the. So we're gonna see in the Gemara. Whenever he gives the money, then the kedushin will be chal retroactively, or we say that no, only when he gives the money, only then are the kedushin chal.
He gave a pruta now,
but he said it's al manas shet moch masan. We'll see in the Gemara. Anyway, continues the Mishnah. Al manas shet moch mekan va'ab lamed yoim. What if he says that it's on condition that I give you within 30 days? Nosel of a soch shloshim mekudeshes v'im laben mekudeshes. Well, then if he gives her the money during the 30 days, she's mekudeshes, and if not, then not, because he gave her time limit.
Even though he gave her pruta at the beginning.
Another case, Almanas Yeshli Mosaim Zuz. What if he says I'm Makadish you on condition that I have 200 zuz? Harezim Kodeshis Vyeshloi. Then it means she's Makudish, provided that he actually owns the 200 zuz. And that means, in other words, in this case, unlike the next case of the Mishnah, doesn't mean that we have to see the 200 zuz. It's enough that we know that he has it. On the other hand, but if he says on condition that I show you 200 zuz, then he has to actually show her the 200 zuz that he owns.
Only if he shows her.
The im hera ala shulchan. But let's say, for example, that he's a money changer and he shows her, look, I have a pile of 200 zuz on my money changing table. Ain't a mekudeshes. Then that's not a valid fulfillment of the tanai, because those 200 zuz aren't his. They're the customers. So when he says Amanas she'arech mosayim zuz, we understand that it means that he's going to show her that I personally own 200 zuz, not just that I do business with customers who own it.
But he said it's mine, right?
He said it's she'arech, but that implies the word she'arech means that I will show you. But that implies you that I will show you 200 zuz of myself that I own, which the Gemara is going to ask that on the face of it, that's poshut. We're going to see in the Gemara that there's a chiddush in it. But wait. So the Gemara says Itmar. So we have a discussion about what does the Mishnah mean when it says Vahu Yitin. Rav Huna Amar Vahu Yitin. So Rav Huna says Vahu Yitin. Rav Huna says it means whenever he wants. Whenever he gives it, the kiddushin take effect retroactively. Rav Huna would agree. Rashi says if he dies before he gives her, then she won't need chalitza because the tanai wasn't fulfilled. So unlike previously, when we said she would need chalitza, misopik, or whatever, here we would say that wouldn't be necessary because the tanai was never fulfilled.
He gave her a pruta.
He didn't say me'achshav. He said, I'm a nas she'etin lach mosayim zuz. So since he never fulfilled the tanai, then therefore, no. On the other hand, so that's Rav Huna. Rav Yehuda amar lichshi yitim. Rav Yehuda says, when he gives it to her, then the kiddushin take effect, but not before that.
Between someone else and get married.
Well, so that's the good. So Rav Huna Omer Tnoah Habi says the Tanai, Mekayim Tnoah V'Ozel. He fulfills the Tanai and he goes and it takes effect retroactively to when he gave her the Kedushin, because that's what he said. The Kedushin, or I'm giving you now Kedushin, but I'm making a Tanai on it. So as soon as the Tanai is fulfilled, then it takes effect retroactively to then.
It should be hanged 3 years, 5 years.
Whatever it is, yeah. Rav Yehuda Omer. He says, only when he gives her the 200 zuz, only then will it be kedushin. Right now, it's not kedushin yet. Well, the Gemara says, "My benayu." What's the practical difference between their two opinions? Either way, after all, she's also to him until the kedushin take effect. So the answer is, what about in between? If she stuck out her hand and received kedushin from somebody else, according to Rav Huna, it won't work because eventually he gives her the 200 zuz, and therefore retroactively the first one's kedushin took effect, and therefore so now the second. because that's what he's because that's what he said. V'hu yitin. When he accomplishes the tanai, then it takes effect retroactively to when he gave her the peruta.
But now she's engaged, right? Too late.
But according to the kedushin, wouldn't be chal. What if she's an aishas ish? If she's an aishas ish already, she accepts kedushin from somebody else. Nothing happens.
I'm saying if in this case there's no me'achshav, so that part is off.
No, but me'achshav. Because he said almanas. That Gemara is going to talk about later on. When he says almanas is the equivalent of me'achshav. So if she received kedushin from somebody else, then the kedushin are not valid kedushin. Now, unlike previously where we said there's 30 days or whatever means there's room maybe for somebody else's kedushin to be chal during the 30 days, that's because 30 days is not biyodei to make happen any faster. Here it's a tanai which is biyodei. So once he accomplishes the tanai, then once he accomplishes the tanai, then it takes effect retroactively. Anyway. According to Rav Yehuda, it would be valid kedushin, the second one, because the first one's kedushin weren't chal yet. They're only going to be chal for the first time when he gives her the 200 zuz. Until then, she's free to accept kedushin from anybody else.
Of course, the first one, she would be.
So according to Rav Yehuda, the first one she's not mekudesh to anymore because the kedushin by the time his kedushin are going to take effect when he gives her the 200 zuz, it's too late. There was somebody else's kedushin already that took effect.
Right, they gave her right then.
According to Rav Huna, we would say faket. We would say that the first one's kedushin are valid because once he gives her the 200 zuz, it takes effect retroactively to when he gave her the pruta.
Because
he said kedamanas. So the Gemara says, "Utnan nami gabi gitin kihai gavna." Now we have a very similar thing, a very similar mission about gitin. Ha'imel isharis gitach hamanas shetitni li masayim zuz. He says, "Here's your get; it'll take effect on condition you give me 200 zuz." Haris emugudasha svi titin. So she is divorced and she has to give the money. And there you have the same machlokes. Itmar. So Rav Huna omer v'hi titin. Rav Huna says it means, and she gives it when she gives it, the get takes effect retroactively. Rav Yehuda omer lichsh titin. And Rav Yehuda says only when she gives it is the get chal. Rav Huna Amar v'hi titin t'na habi. He says because the t'nai mekayim t'na v'ozla. So once she fulfills her t'nai, then she goes, and the kedushin took effect retroactively. The get rather took effect retroactively to when he gave it. Rav Yehuda Amar lichshe titin lichi yehivalei who to have a get only when she gives him the 200 zuz does it become a get. Hash to meal I have a get, but right now it's not a get. And again, my benayhu, what would be the nafkamina? Ikke benayhu sheniskareya haget. The nafkamina would be, what if in between the get had gotten ripped up or lost? Or for that matter, the ritva points out, it could also be, for example, if the get is not in her reshus at the end of the 30 days. What if it's in reshus harabim or something? We learned in gittin, the get has to be in her reshus when it takes effect.
So
you have the same kind of thing. Lurav huna have a get, lurav yehuda lay have a get. According to Rav Huna, it's still a valid get. It's not, the get doesn't exist right now or at the end of the 30 days. Doesn't matter. It took effect retroactively to when she received it and at the time she had it in her hand. According to Rav Yehuda, it wouldn't be a get because it has to take effect now, and right now it's not in her hand because it's been ripped up or whatever.
Even though there was witnesses and all that.
Yeah. In fact, Tosfos says that... Tosfos says the Gemara did not want to mention you also have the nafkamina. What if she received kedushin from somebody else? Because even Rabbi Yehuda would agree in that case she would need a get misafik. Because the Gemara explains and Tosfos explains there in Gittin that even though it's true that Rabbi Yehuda says lichsha titin only when she gives the money, only then does the get take effect. But until then, it's kind of suffic megureshes. Megureshes vein megureshes. So that's why the Gemara doesn't bring that nafkamina here. And Tosfos goes on to discuss also why in the previous case with Kedushin, why the Gemara didn't bring the nafkamina of if the Kedushin money is gone. Because again, even if the Kedushin money is gone, we learned yesterday that if he says la'acha shloshim yom, then he says mishit mekudeshes, even if the money was used up, because we said it's not a milvan, it's not a pikot.
There were no places where they didn't have to give a get, you just had to have witnesses, right? That never happened.
Huh?
There's never a case where they're making that place, they didn't give a get, but they had...
No, there's no such thing. A get, when it comes to Kedushin, you can talk about, when it comes to a Ksuba, we learned in Masechta Ksubas, there are places where they didn't write a get, where they didn't write out a get in writing that is dependent on the agent. A get, no, the only way is it has to be written. False of Vasei for Christmas, yeah.
even though the witness saw they gave the get, but since she didn't give the money yet,
right.
We don't say that.
So according to Rav Huna, what was saying is that's fine. Once she gives the money, then the get takes effect retroactively. So even if she doesn't have the get now, it doesn't matter. But according to Rav Huna, the get has to be in her possession when it takes effect, which is right now, when she gives the 200 zuz, and if it's not in her possession, then it's not a valid get.
Right.
Now, so why do Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda have to say the machlokas in both cases? So it's tzricha. We need to be told in both cases. The iyashmin and gabi kedushin. If you said it only about kedushin, you would say b'ha'ka amar Rav Huna. You know, like we said before, with Rav and Shmuel, you know why Rav Huna says mishum de la karuva ka'asi, because he wants to marry her, he wants to bring her close, so he wants the kedushin to be chal as soon as possible. Abu gerushin de la rachka ka'asi, gerushin where he wants to distance her from himself. Ema modulei the Rav Yehuda. Maybe he would agree with Rav Yehuda that it takes effect only later on. Only when she gives him the 200 zuz, the iitma bahach. And if we only had the machloikas by gerushin, you would say bahach ka'amar Rav Huna mishum de iu like kosif leil mitbah. Because you know why? When it comes to a get, he's not embarrassed to ask her for the money. So therefore, so fine. The gerushin can take effect right away. The fact that she hasn't given the money yet, we're saying he, because there's no impediment to him, there's nothing preventing him from going over and saying, hey, where's my 200 zuz? We made the deal and we made the get conditional on that. Aval hocha, by kedushin, she might be embarrassed to demand the money from him to give her the 200 zuz and then finish off the kedushin. So maybe she doesn't want him in the kurdish only when he actually fulfills it, because she's going to figure, otherwise I may never see that 200 zuz, or like you said, but not I may never see it, but like you said before, he may leave her in limbo for years or something like that. Maybe he would agree with Rav Yehuda, and therefore we need to be told that in both cases that in both cases they are In fact, the Shittah Lenoidelami points out the halacha is like Rav Huna. So the Gemara didn't just want to say that if we were only told the second machloikas, you would think Rav Yehuda holds this in this case. But in the other case, he agrees with Rav Huna, because you want to focus on what Rav Huna would say in both cases, given that the halacha is like him. Yeah.
So that means that this get that this get would not work until he actually gives the money.
So no, according to Rav Huna, it would work retroactively when she gives him the money, it takes effect retroactively to when he gave her the get.
But what does one say? Manasseh is like Manasseh, no?
Rav Huna is the one who says Manasseh is like Manasseh, Al-Manasseh like Manasseh. Not Rav Huna, yeah. Okay. So the Gemara says, Mace, in that case, then I have a contradiction on Rav Huna. The Abraiza says, "Hareza gitach amanastra titnili masayim zuz." Here's your get on condition that you give me 200 zuz. And the Abraiza says, "Af pichin iskareya get esha obad." Even if the get was ripped up or lost before the 200 zuz, Hareza magudashes, she's still divorced. La'acha loytina say ad shetitin, but she can't marry somebody else. But she can't marry somebody else. Unless she actually gives him the 200 zuz. Because what if she doesn't give it? Then it comes out she's an HS ish. So that's a question on Rav Yehuda. According to Rav Yehuda, he says that if the get was ripped up or whatever before she gave him the 200 zuz, it's not a valid get, whereas this Braise is saying that it is. And furthermore, Tanya, we have another Braise. He was your get on condition you give me 200 zuz. Mess, and then he dies, and now we have the question of Chalitza or Yibum. Nosna ain't skuka liyavam. If she had previously given the 200 zuz, then she doesn't need the yavam as far as yivam or chalitza. Loy nosna skuka liyavam. But if she didn't give it, then she does require the yavam. Reb Shimon Gamliel loymer. Noisenis laochiv by laoviv. Reb Shimon Gamliel says she doesn't have to give it to him. She could give it now after he passed away to his brother or to his father, somebody who yashins him, right? Or any of the other relatives who's in position to yashin him. Obviously not a son, because by definition, if there was a son, then there's no chalitz or yibum to talk about. But so any other relative who yashins him. So and that works, because that Reb Shimon Gamliel says that's considered a fulfillment of the Tanai. The Rashba points out, if he has no brother, then what are we talking about Chalitza or Yibum anyway? Why are we even mentioning Echem and Akrevim? If he doesn't have a brother, who else is it? Then there's nothing to talk about as far as Chalitza or Yibum. So the Rashba explains That we're talking about that so there are no brothers, but she had taken kiddushin from somebody else when her husband was alive, and then she took from somebody else after her husband died. So now she wants to fulfill the Tanai in order not so much for Yibum. In other words, Reb Shimon Gamliel would say that in the case where he has no brothers, right? We're not talking about Yibum, we're talking about that a different case. She wants a certain kiddushin to be chal, and therefore she wants to fulfill her Tanai and let the one that she was received kedushin from while her husband was alive to be chal. So that's why she has to give the 200. Anyway, the point is, ad kan like pligi ela demar sover leave lo the yoshai or mar sover li afilu the yoshai. So the machlokas is the chachamim say when he says I want you to give me the money means davka me. And not my yoshim. Whereas Reb Shimon Gamliel would say that it means even my yoshim. But dekula alma miyatznah havi. Both of them agree that it is a tnai, and that the get takes effect when it's given, because the 200 is only a tnai, like Rav Huna, tiyufta de Rav Yehuda. Wouldn't that be a contradiction on Rav Yehuda? Which in fact Tosfos says, how Taka do we know that's the svara of the machlokas? Maybe Taka, the Tanakama, and Rav Shimon Gamliel are arguing on the point between Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna. And the answer is, when we said skuka liyavam implies that even Yibum could be done. According to Rav Yehuda, it would be gerushin misafet. So Yibum for sure can't be done. Therefore, it's clear that neither the Chachamim nor Rav Shimon Gamliel are holding like Rav Yehuda. Because otherwise they wouldn't use the word skuka liyavam, which implies she's fully tied to the yavam as far as either yibum or chalitza. So therefore we can't assume that either of them holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So we have two contradictions on Rabbi Yehuda from two different braises. The answer is omalach Rabbi Yehuda, haman Rebbe. All of this, these braises are according to Rebbe. The Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rebbe, kol oimah amanas, kol oimah achshav gami. Rav Huna, in fact, says that Rebbe had said, when a person says amanas, it's the equivalent of saying me'achshav, upligir abanan alei. But the fact is, the Chachamim disagree with Rebbe and say that amanas is not considered me'achshav, it's considered like any other tanai, va'anoda amri kirabanan. So I, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm saying like the Chachamim. Gufa, so let's discuss that point. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rebbe, kol oimah amanas, kol oimah achshav gami. Amar Rav Zeira, so Rav Zeira says on this, ki havein in Bavel, when I used to live in Bavel, as we know, Rav Zeira grew up in Bavel and became a great Talmid Chacham there, and then moved to Eretz Yisrael and became one of Rabbi Yochanan's top Talmidim. He's the famous one who fasted, many fasts that he should forget the style of learning of the Bavli in order to learn. Yeah. Anyway, so he should be able to learn the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, when I was in Bavel, we used to say, so we used to think in Bavel, Rebbe says this, but the Chachamim disagree. And therefore, as we said, Rabbi Yehuda, the Amora, can go like the Chachamim. But Kisalki lahosim, but Reb Zera says, when I went up there, when I moved to Eretz Yisrael, I found Reb Asi the Yosef Kamal Mishmed Reb Yechanan, that he was sitting and saying in the name of Reb Yechanan, no, Hakol Moedim, but Oman Manas Koyim Achshav Dami. Everybody agrees that Amanas is the equivalent of Achshav. Lo Nechlaku Ella Mehayom La Achamisa. The Machlokas is only where he says Mehayom La Achamisa, because again, then Tnai is based on him dying and ain't get La Achamisa. So then, like we said before, you have the question of whether it's a Tnai or whether it's Chazar. But other than that, when a person says amanas, in any other case, it is me'achshav, and therefore that would mean that now we've schlugged up Rav Yehuda. According to that, then Rav Yehuda has no tana to base himself on, because he can't say, I hold like the Chachamim, because the Chachamim agree with Rebbe on that point. So the Gemara says, Vaha Tanya, and indeed we learn in a Braisa, this is one of those Vaha Tanyas, which is Rashi says Bini Chusa, not Vaha Tanya, but we have a Braisa, but rather Vaha Tanya, and indeed we learn in a Braisa, Mehayom al Achamisa get ve in a get, Dibre Chachamim Rebbe Emekazeh get, that when he says Mehayom al Achamisa, then it's a get, but not a get, meaning it's a suffix, like we said before, and according to the Chachamim, and Rebbe says Kazeh get, it is a valid get. So we see the machlokas is specifically by Yom Achamisa, not by any other tnai. Otherwise, because the point is, the machlokas is not presented as far as any other tnai, only in the one case of Yom Achamisa, where we can talk about it, something that depends on his death and in get Achamisa. So therefore, the chachamim are arguing only in that case. But otherwise, if it had been amanas anything else, which doesn't prevent the get from taking effect, then they would agree. Then they would agree with Rebbe. Tosfos actually in Gittin learns somewhat differently, and says and learns Tosfos learns Chachamim Svarta differently. But the point is, in other words, that they should they should have explained that either the Chachamim themselves should have explained their opinion, or that the Gemara itself, they would Gittin discusses various angles on what exactly is the scenario over there, Mehayom Alachamisa, Mehayom Imati, like we said before, and therefore, since we established that their machlokas is only Mehayom Alachamisa, then it's clear that they both agree on the point that Amanas Toim Achshav Dami, and the only question is it different when he says Alachamisa? So the question is, well, fine, then in that case, Ula Rav Yehuda. Now, how would Rav Yehuda explain that b'raisa then? So that b'raisa clearly supports what Rav Yochanan is saying, that Rebbe and the Chachamim agree on Amanas Ka'im Ma'achshav Gami. But was saying before, Rav Yehuda, the Amora, disagreed with that. He said that he holds the Chachamim and Rebbe do disagree, and that he's entitled to hold like the Chachamim. Well, how does he explain? He says the Machlokas is in general about any case of Amanas. Then Taka, Adam Miflegi Mahayom Al Achamisa, Niflegi Ma'amanas. Why, indeed, according to him, are they only arguing about Mahayom Al Achamisa? They should be arguing about Amanas in general. And the answer is Loidiach Koyach the Rebbe, because the Braisa wants to tell you how far Rebbe goes. That Mahayom Al Achamisa Nam is get Nami Hares again. Because he wants us to know that even in that case, it's still a valid get, and no chalitza or yibum is necessary. Well, the question is, v'niflegi ba'amanas lo'diach ha'koich d'rabbanon. Well, in that case, you could say the other way around, argue on amanas and tell us how far the chachamim go in saying it's not a valid get. And the answer is, as the Gemara answers in other places, koyach de'atera odif. The koyach of heter is stronger. There's a bigger chiddush that Rebbe is being matir. Rashi explains in Beitza, when a chacham says something is mutter, means he's absolutely certain of his position. When he says it's also, he may only be saying it because he's not sure. But, so therefore, the Gemara would rather highlight how far Rebbe goes. That he's saying there's no problem, there's no possibility at all that this get did not take effect, and therefore that she's going to marry somebody else, and she's being over on the iser of a yavama marrying out without chalitza or yivam. Rebbe is not concerned about that at all. So therefore, so we want to highlight that Rebbe definitely holds that. Okay.
Because he
says that it's definitely a get. Because Rabbi Yehuda would explain that Rebbe would say that Rebbe holds that Amanas is definitely not like Ma'achshav. It means the get is supposed to take effect only when he dies, and it doesn't in get Lachamisa. Right. Or the other way around, sorry, that Rebbe says Kazeh get, it definitely takes effect. Mehayoyim al achamis, meaning he said mehayoyim Rebbe is saying kol amanaska amachshav gami. Therefore, Rebbe says I'm certain that it's a valid get as of now. The chachamim are saying that not. Rabbi Yehuda is holding like the chachamim, so he does not. So he says that amanas is not amachshav gami. It only takes effect when the tanai takes effect. Rebbe disagrees. But he's saying, therefore, the Braisa wants to highlight Rebbe disagrees and doesn't even say it's a suffix. He said it's a vadai that it did take effect now, and therefore she's completely divorced, and therefore no chalitza nor yibum is necessary for her to marry anybody else.
She was divorced before.
She was divorced as of when he gave her the get, because Rebbe holds kolayim amanaska I'm actual dummy. But the Chachamim disagree, and he's saying as far as halacha, Rabbi Yehuda would say I hold like the Chachamim. But that braisa that mentions their machlokas is highlighting how far Rebbe goes in being matter to say that she doesn't even need chalitza at all. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow, Baruch Hashem.
Well,
Shabbat, everyone.